Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
And angel blessings to everyone. This is Lisa Kay, and we're on Between Heaven and Earth Radio. And our show today is called How to Get Anything You Want in 3 Easy Steps. And my guest today is Ken Elliott, and he's going to show us how to do that. So imagine you're a genie, and everything you wish becomes to form right in front of you, just with a puff of magic. First is a thought. You have a thought, and then that thought creates form. So Ken is going to show you how to create the desires of a lifetime while overcoming the worries and blocks that impede your happiness. You're going to understand how to use thought as a simple, powerful tool. No more wishing for hoping for results or wishing for results. You're going to be the genie. So Ken is going to show us how to manifest anything in 3 steps. And as he says, you don't need number 3. So let me tell you a little bit about Ken. Ken Elliott is an award-winning artist and author of the book Manifesting 1-2-3 and You Don't Need Number 3. He has been showcased on media all over the world. Ken has learned how to manifest items both big and small, creating his desires on the other side and watching those thoughts take form in our physical world. Ken is living a life that many call, quote, magical and miraculous. Now, over the last 20 years, Ken has been teaching others these simple techniques so they can create the life that they desire. And I am so excited because I'm still trying to create the life that I desire. Welcome, Ken. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Lisa.
So can you help me out? I want to create the life that I desire.
Well, you're doing that now. You've already done it. Congratulations.
I think I have. You know, sometimes, don't you think those some people, you might look at your life and go, oh my gosh, I created this. What did I do wrong? So,
yeah.
Can you tell us what the right way is to do it? What is it? What are these 3 steps? And how come you don't need number 3?
Well, and let me just back up to what we're talking about here. You put out some statements that are just huge. Mm. I'm advocating. I'm selling something. I'm offering. They call it witnessing. I have this experience with someone who is so incredibly gifted, Judy Goodman, and there are other friends of mine who also with high gifts, where I can send them things in thought, and I can pick up the phone later, and they'll tell me what the thing was that I sent.
Now, these people, who are they? They are able to do what?
Well, they can see thought. They're so highly gifted, so people call psychic, so finely tuned. That's a bad word. They were born with these gifts. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, William Buhlmann is the foremost out-of-body teacher, author, and has books in languages all over the country, all over the world. And we became good friends. We were supposed to meet. There's a destiny that kicks in sometimes. And I became privy to the information he got from tens of thousands of letters around the world and his own experiences. And in a private conversation one time, and it started this whole book, William said, you know, sometimes I'm out of body. I'm on the other side. He does it on purpose. And he would see some of the items on his wish list. He was a man who really was about making lists, and he would tell me what was on those lists in advance. He could see what's on his wish list arrayed, just lined up over there on the other side, beyond the physical, in different stages of formation.
Wow. So there he's actually watching the manifesting happening in an energetic I guess, dimension? Would you say that?
Well, it's on the other side. I mean, there's a lot of dimensions. I don't want to get this confused.
Whatever that side is. But yes, exactly. So he is actually witnessing the formation of the creation of what it is that he wants to have happen.
Yeah. And you picked on that quicker than I did, because when he said, I see this stuff just right over there, I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, if I have something on a wish list and I've only had it on my list for maybe a few days, it looks like a wisp of vapor over there. It looks like a wisp of smoke. And when you're over there, you know what things are. You have knowing. So he would know that that would be something on his list. If it had been going on, been on his list for weeks and weeks more and weeks more, he would see these things in various stages. Something's been on there a short time, just smoke, but something else for a number of weeks, it would start to take a form.
Did he ever give you an example of what he saw?
And what
was created from it?
Yeah, he did. The second time he did a list, he read that list to me. And the first thing on his list was, I want to go to China. I don't want to visit China. I want to live in China for a couple of years. And he told me some other things.
Had he ever been to China?
No.
Oh.
I don't believe so. And he had this thing about going to China. And I remember saying, well, that's kind of far-reaching. That's kind of a wild thing to put on your list, William. How are you going to get to China and live there for 2 years? That's like crazy.
Yeah. They said, well. Where did he live at the time? Was he in the United
Detroit.
States? Detroit. Okay.
And so I thought that was just pretty friggin' nuts, frankly, and told him so, because we're guys. We can say whatever we want. We're just pals.
Right.
He's one of my closest guy friends. So he called me about 6 weeks later. His wife worked for General Motors in one of the plants. She's a manager for a transmission plant.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in and after work one day and said, well, how would you like to live in China? I said, I'm listening.
You know? Oh, my gosh.
And she was offered a job in China to manage one of the plants over there.
Wow. Wow.
They ended up in China for 4 years.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I know.
Well, now, interesting. Oh, a question just popped up in my head. So now was this, how do we know that's not something he maybe predicted?
Well, there are other
maybe
things.
Maybe it's both. I don't know.
All the other things on the list all came to be.
Because it was on the list. I guess that's maybe the difference. These are the things that he desired to have.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, some of those things could have happened, but not all of them. And everything on the second list came to pass too.
Wow.
So, at the same time, with Judy Goodman, who's a dear, dear friend, somebody told me, you know, she has an array of gifts that are unimaginable, some of them. And I understand some of the things that I was told she could do. But when this person said, now, if you send something to Judy and thought she'll get it, once again, I said, what are you talking about? Mm. She said, well, last year it was Judy's birthday, so she sent Judy a bouquet of flowers. By thinking of a bouquet of flowers and sending it to Judy. Well, Judy was off in the Bahamas somewhere. She didn't have her address, name of the hotel, what the room number was. She just sent it to Judy, wherever Judy is, and called her back the next day. And Judy described the bouquet of flowers that Judy could see in spirit. We couldn't see it, but when Judy walked in, there was this big bouquet of flowers in spirit, and she knew who it came from. Has an energetic signal.
Oh, wow.
So that was interesting. So I started sending Judy things in thought, too, because I like playing around, you know, fooling around, having a little paranormal fun. It was all kind of a game. It was a game to me.
Now, did you always believe in this? Is this something that you believed in before, the paranormal?
Well, as a kid, I liked ESP a lot. I would read about that. And then I let it go for a while, but I was familiar with it.
Right. So this was your like chance to
stories.
Experiment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't read metaphysical literature, that sort of thing.
Cool.
So when I met Judy, it was because I had a personal issue, and I'd asked for the most accurate psychic in the United States, and somebody gave me her phone number. And we connected. In fact, I saw Judy in a very, very vivid dream 4 months before I met her here. So Judy had already
So you manifested her. Do you tell us?
No, no, it was just something we were just supposed to connect.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah. Okay, do you have an example of something that you manifested that you did this process with and it came to pass, came to be? Can you share one with us?
Sure. I guess my favorite in the book, there's a chapter called The Rose and a Duck. So the first time out, I manifested a rose. And the second time out, sometime later, as I got to thinking about this a little more, I was very slow on this thing. And by the way...
Really? So was it that easy to do in the beginning?
No, it was terribly easy.
Oh, it was.
But I was just brainless about it, frankly. Uh-huh. I never realized that it was anything other than a game. Now, William was making a list. You know, one of my best guy friends in the world, he would make a list and make things happen in his life.
And you made a rose. So how did the rose come about? What happened?
Well, I want to go back to this point. Mm-hmm. William was somebody special. He had written a book. He teaches. He lectures. And Judy is someone highly, highly gifted. So I never thought for a moment that I could take what I had already was working with and knew that they were using their lives and use it for me. Mm-hmm. Because they're special. I'm not special.
Ah, but you can do this.
I was doing it like crazy.
Well,
but I never realized I could turn it on myself.
Well, this is great. And so is that why you wrote the book, so that you could help others do this without being special? Well,
yes.
You know what I want to do is we're going to go to break in about 15 seconds. And then I want to come back. And would you share with us what what the steps are that people can take, the people mm-hmm. who are normal, and manifest for themselves?
Okay.
That would be awesome. Yeah. So we'll be back. We're talking to Ken Elliott, and he's going to show us how to use the three easy steps to manifest what you want. And you don't need, I guess, the third one. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hello! Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Being a radio host on iOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is OTR-FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
Radio, Conscious Living for Your Soul. And today we're talking to my guest, Ken Elliott, and he's going to show us how you can manifest anything you want in three easy steps. And apparently you don't need the third one, so according to his book. So Ken, let's get into it. Let's dive right in. So tell us what your three steps are. What's number one?
Well, the first one is that your thoughts create form or concepts. And your thoughts are making things all the time. Okay. The second thing is how to deal with fear. I'll come back to number three because that's just sort of the fun part.
So now your thoughts.
Go ahead.
Create things. So what do you do with your thoughts? How do you use your thoughts to make some?
Well, I'll go back to that first question, the prior question, when you asked me what happened when I sent something to Judy, an example of that. So I, and this will set up this whole thing very nicely. Now, I'm a guy who was aware that this was going on and that friends of mine were using it. And Judy could receive anything I would send her in thought. And I was sending objects, simple objects. And I would send something to Judy and I'd call her later and she'd tell me what it was. Now, if this is someone's exceptionally gifted, and in the back of my mind, there's this thing like, well, I want to do this a different way. I want to change this up. And so I called her one day and said, how about if I send you something in real time? You just stay on the phone and we'll talk about this, but I'm not going to tell you what I'm sending. She said, okay, what are you going to do? Well, I don't have any skill sets. I would just think of this stuff real hard. I didn't have any philosophy or way, or even, I had no clue. I'm just a guy just playing post office with somebody, like a three-year-old. So I said, well, I'm going to think about it really hard. And she said, okay. And so I thought about what I'm going to send. I said, well, I'll put it in a chair right in front of you. You got a chair? She said, yeah. So you stay on the phone, I'll think of it. So I'm an artist as well, and I've got this little wacky side trying to do something original. What I'm trying to do is think of an object that's not in the air. No one's thinking about it outside the house. You know, it's not flashing on the television. So I decided I'm going to send her a 5-foot-tall Daffy Duck. I don't have a picture of a Daffy Duck, but I just thought of it. And he's got this, looks like a stick, like a ruler, wooden ruler, upward stick. And across the top of that, horizontally, is another board. And in front of that, written in red lipstick, is the word love. So a 5-foot-tall Daffy Duck with a handmade sign. And I went to work on it.
Okay. Wow.
Well, I don't know what to do. I'm just thinking real hard about a Daffy Duck with this sign with the lipstick red. You know, and what do you do? So I'm just cramming along on this thing. And my mind wanders and it goes here and there. I got bills to pay. Oh, yeah. Back to the Daffy. And I'm working as hard as I can work on this, but I'm not an adept. I'm not skilled at concentrating any of this stuff. I'm just the guy off the street kind of fella. And after 2 minutes, I said, I'm just done. I mean, I don't know what to do. And remember now that I know how thought takes form. My friend William would put things on his wish list, and he could go to the other side and see these things arrayed, right?
Right.
And I knew they came true. I'd seen at least a dozen of these things on his list come true already. So after 2 minutes, I'm just popped. And trying to remember exactly how this happened, because I'm telling this slightly different way this time. What was it? Well, anyway, it was a total of 4 minutes. There was a pause there, but I doubled down and I spent a total of 6 minutes total on this thing. I did take a break. I talked to Judy, and then I didn't talk to her anymore and just worked on it. So at the end of the deal, she said, I remember what happened at the break. After 2 minutes, she said, I said, what have you got? That's what it was. I said, what have you got? Mm-hmm. I'm sending it to the chair. And she raised her voice with me a little bit. Now, we're very good friends. And she sort of got in my face, which I thought was odd. We're just gaming around here, right? I didn't realize something serious was happening. I didn't realize that maybe one day I'd write a book and tell you and everyone listening about this. So she pushed me a little bit. And after 2 minutes, I said, okay, what have you got? I'm just worn out. I don't know what else to do. That's not a very good meditator or concentration sort of fellow, is it? 2 minutes. That's all I could do. Mm-hmm. And she said, are you trying to send me something?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I'm working really hard on it. She said, well, you're just making smoke in the chair, man. You need to get on this thing. You have a wimpy thought. You're going to wimpy result. Now you need to get on this thing. And it freaked me out.
So what'd you do?
Well, I doubled down. I did 4 more minutes. I didn't know I had it in me. Mm-hmm. Now here's the weird thing. There was nothing in that chair. And then she said, you're just making smoke in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she hadn't raised her voice or she hadn't sort of upped the game, I would have said, oh, you're just making smoke. It's working. I'm going to take a break. I'll get back to you tomorrow or something. I'm really good at this. But she kind of scared me. I'm losing her friendship. I'm a wimp. You know, I'm dumb at this. But something was happening, but I didn't think about that. I was just freaked out.
So the smoke is actually creating.
Something was happening.
It was forming. It was forming.
Yeah.
Well, did you get to the point of making the Daffy Duck with a sign?
Yeah, well, I went for 4 more minutes, and then I said, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
How many times can you think over and over and over trying to cram a Daffy Duck 2,000 miles away in somebody's chair that you can't even see?
Right.
And she said, okay, well, what's in the chair? Now, she can see this in spirit. This isn't physically occurring, but she can see this in spirit. She said, there's some 2.5 foot tall human-y thing in the chair. And he's got little skinny legs and little skinny arms.
Hmm.
And he's got cartoon colors on him. So I figure it's a cartoon character. And he's got a stick in his hand.
Oh, so it's forming. Wow. So that must have blown you away. But it took 6 minutes.
That just flipped me out. So after that huge, huge success, I didn't do anything with it. It was a game, right?
Right.
Now,
well, you said
doing things with it. Judy's doing things with it, but not me because I'm not worthy. I'm not special.
Well, yeah. Well, obviously, you got to the point where you could make something. I wanted to, because we're running out of time, I wanted to get to the point of giving our listeners some of the wonderful things that you got in your book on what they can do to actually try this out themselves. So, you say here, let's see, number one, go into your movie and imagine you're in the future. That's the first step.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a step right before it. I had to get away from this. I don't know. I didn't do anything with it. Then somebody said, I want you to watch The Secret. I flipped out because these people are talking about this stuff and I know what they're doing. And here's the difference. You and me and the listeners today, I'm going to tell you how this stuff works because they don't know how it works.
All right, let's go. Let's get it. We're going to come up to another break.
All right. Well, the number one is you simply think of the thing. In other words, what is it that you desire? And let's put that into what I call a movie. And guess what? Your thoughts can make the future. Now, that's really a bonus.
Right.
So you imagine you're in this movie, and in one of your scenes, you imagine whatever it is you desire.
Right.
Say you need a better car. So you imagine that you're in this better car.
So what do you imagine about the car? I mean, do you imagine you're driving it? Do you have to imagine the kind of car? You know, what color it is.
Yeah, the less detail, the higher the chances are you to get a good thing.
Really? Why is that?
Well, you can go for perfect. Now, perfect might be a used car. It might be the
XYZ. You may not know what perfect is, right?
Yeah, we know perfect when we see it. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of these scenes in my movie from the couch. So imagine that you are in your couch at the end of the day and you take stock. And you imagine that you're home from your job. Maybe your job is in the room next door. But you just, in your couch, you're in the future. You say, I'm in my future, and I just love my career. I just love my career. I love it. And I'm so grateful. I'm admired. It fills my cup, yada, yada, yada. And you're so grateful. There is a lot of power, and you hear this a lot, in gratitude. And you go to the next scene, and let's say you're with your perfect partner. You don't look at your perfect partner. We don't want to limit that person to what color eyes, height, any of that. You can just pat that person on the leg. Maybe you just give them a little hug from the back or give them a little hip bump at the kitchen counter. You imagine that scene. And you love each other very, very much. You're perfect for each other. Perfect means, you know, My ears are too big. They have a little mole. We think that's endearing. We get a pass, right?
Right.
And you just love it. You're making this observation at the end of your day from the couch, or you're in physical contact with them, but not in a way that you examine or see what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
They're,
so that makes it, gives you the opportunity to manifest the perfect one or something.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we say, well, I would like this or something better. Right. So for the car, would it be something similar where you're not thinking about the kind of car, you're just imagining that you are, say, sitting in a car or that you have one and in the garage, it's the perfect car?
Yeah, you can do that. If you are touching it, feeling it, hearing it, using your senses with it, what you're trying to do is make that thought take form. And the more in the more emotion or the more detail to a point that you give it, it will make that thing. Now, over there, thoughts are incredibly literal. So if you get a computer and you just type the letter H, all it's going to do is H, 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 H. And here's something very important. When you speak out loud and you say, I want a car, the command you're giving, what your thoughts do literally, and how they react over there to whatever those particles are, or however this thing works, you have made the command, the statement that you are wanting for a car. Well, there's no result in that. Nothing has to happen. No machinery takes place. I am needy. You know, I need a car. You are needy for a car. There's nothing to do. You're without a car. You're in need.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, I desire a car, I am creating a car, I am in my future, and I have a car,
mm-hmm.
that perfect car, then your thoughts begin to take that form.
Right. And then
and my friends can watch it form up.
So you're actually forming, creating the car is there and that you have it. That's the picture of the movie what's happening in your future. Okay. So that's number one. Well, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll go to number two.
Okay.
How does that sound? Okay. So stay with us.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Being a radio host on iOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
You're listening to OTRFM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
And welcome back. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio. And we are at our half-hour mark, and I'd like to do a little bit of an announcement here so that you could find out how to learn more about me and learn more about my guest. So you can reach me at my website. It's lmk88.com. And that's kind of like the portal to everything. But there I've got information about, actually, one of the things I'm really excited about is I've got a new smartphone app, an app that you can put on your iPhone or your iPad or your Android phone. And it has my podcasts, which is some of these shows. Actually, I take the best of Between Heaven and Earth and put them there. I've got it, you can look at some videos. And I do a lot of teaching there. So that's something if you want to learn about how to develop your intuition and also everyday spirituality, which is what this show is about, things that are going to help your life, help you. I want you to be able to, when you listen to a show, come away with things that you can apply and implement right away and make your life better. So what you can do is you can go to iTunes and search on LMK88, and you'll see my apps there. The latest one is LMK88, which is really, when you load it up, it's going to say Lisa K Radio. And if you want to get the app for your Android, you can go to the Google Play Store and search for Lisa K Radio. And it's Lisa K without spaces, L-I-S-A-K Radio. And what I would love for you to do, it's brand new, so go load it up and let me know what you think. I always love to get feedback. Do you like it? Would you like to see something better? I'm looking for a little bit of your, feedback and also your opinion on what you think, I'm sure. Many of you have had experience with apps out there, so I like it. I think it's really cool. It's has a lot of really neat features, so go check it out. And on Google Play and iTunes, and that's where you can get me. And my guest, Ken Elliott, can be reached at www.manifesting123.com, and the 123 are in numbers. So his book is Manifesting 123, and you don't need number 3. So, and Ken, is there anything else you'd like to announce?
I have a conference where I'll be appearing at Copper Mountain Resort this coming weekend, a little short notice from your other parts of the country, but I do have a newsletter that comes out every Friday with stories from readers where they've had very successful outcomes from doing this. Some things happen right away, some things take longer, but there are, oh gosh, approaching 200 stories on the website now, and you can keyword search them. And it's very, very entertaining and very hopeful sort of reading.
It's so nice to see that, you know, people are able to manifest what it is that they desire. And going through, you know, the techniques that you're teaching them, it's so cool. Awesome. So we were going to go to number 2, and mm-hmm. which is a good one for me. You know, worries are thoughts, too. And I'm just sort of reading your list here. Worries are powered by fear and create negative outcomes. Convert your worries to calendar action or action items that are not emotionally loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Replace words like, quote, going to and doing with doing, or I am moving forward. I like that. So tell us about, you know, I think a lot of us are worried about worrying, you know, that, you know, it's like, well, can I like, do I think a negative thought and now I've undone everything that I've created? And, you know, an example might be, oh, I really would love to have a new car, but I don't know where I'm going to get the money, or, you know, my so-and-so said, my mom said, you know, I'll never have enough money for that kind of car. So what do we do with those worries, those thoughts, those negative things?
Okay. Well, I want to make this statement. This is not an ordinary piece of information that's coming through.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those fundamental things that you don't hear very often. This is like, why is it that grass is green? Why is the sky blue? How is it that the moon is in orbit around the earth? This is big stuff. This is not I'm going to take this out of the metaphysical box because there's something happening here that's fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
Gravity pulls everything to the ground. And gravity doesn't judge who you are or what you're going to do with it. It just pulls things to the ground. And everything you think will begin to take form if you repeat it.
Now, if you repeat it, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's repetition. And so if you see this stuff on television, cars jumping and people brushing their teeth with a brand you don't use, and you know, like, you know, forget about that. But if you have a thought and you're repeating it, it will take form. And my friend William Buhlman, I remember this offhand statement he said, I can put it on my wish list, because that's all he knew about at the time, and I see this stuff appearing over there, taking form over there. He said, I'd be an idiot not to do this.
Mm.
And I never forgot that. I didn't want to be an idiot, but I wasn't worthy, right? I wasn't special. So what we're talking about here with the number one and with the number two, thoughts will make the thing you are repetitively thinking about. And I'm going to underscore this gravity, going back to gratitude. Mm-hmm. When you put gratitude into a thought, you know, you have the scene in your movie and you imagine you're in the future and you say, I'm so grateful that this has occurred for me. Then what is happening is you have magnified that thought, putting love, gratitude is love, you put that behind it and it's a magnifier. It'll make it exponentially stronger, more efficient, builds more quickly. And it's working out of unlimited possibilities over there. That's why we don't limit it. And it will try. It will begin to build. It will just begin to build the thing you are repetitively thinking in the most efficient way possible. So you don't want to put limits on something that is that efficient.
So do you just have to think, or do you have to also do something?
No, you think it.
You just think.
You don't have to go into a mode.
So can you just think, well, I'd like to have a new car. I want the perfect car. I desire the perfect car. I see the perfect car coming to me. But then you still have to go out and do something to get it, don't you? Pick it up?
Apparently. No, there's all kind of cars are not too hard. What are they making, 100,000 cars a day? there's a lot of cars coming offline for people. I'd like to have a leaf on my tree kind of thing.
Mm.
There's a lot of cars hanging around.
Right.
So,
you ever get the thing you don't want?
Yes.
So how do you make sure that doesn't happen?
Well, that'll be in the number two. Well, we'll go through that. Mm-hmm. So I want to let people know this is incredibly basic, important information. If you're using this information, you may not have to ever read another book again. Yes, it'd be nice to get some things from the books. Yes, it'd be nice to have more helpful seminars. Yes, yes, yes. But if there's something in your life that is lacking, if there's something in your life you do not desire to have in your life, you can create change. And you do it by thinking it. And your thoughts will go into effect and find the most efficient way through. So I'll give you an idea. Still in the number one here. Someone wanted they want a better job. So they imagined that they're in their future. Now, they may be in the office if they're smart. They're simply not going to limit it to being in an office at some distance from the house. They're simply at the end of the day, as we talked about, on the couch. And they observe that they just love their job. Now, what happens, and I'll warn them about this sometimes, they don't like the job they're in. They really, really, really don't like that boss. Mm-hmm. They don't like that environment, something. So a number of things can happen. The boss leaves, and now the office space is better. The boss has an epiphany, and now he's a very nice fellow. Or they get put off to the corner in their job, seen this one a number of times, or they get laid off. They would never quit that job. They need the security. They would never, 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 never quit that job, and now they're without work, and they're scared. And bills have to be paid, and they're going through savings if they have it. And so they're manifesting, you know, they're still that perfect job. They stay with it. And a job does come along. Maybe it's not the very next day. Might be a couple months, plus or minus. I don't know. But I see this a lot. And then they love that job. Sometimes that job is the stopgap. It's the soft space to land until the perfect one can be put together.
That's what I like. I like that, you know, having, and I believe this, that, you know, all things happen for a reason, and that, you know, we don't always know what's forming or why. And, you know, and that kind of, I think that helps put us in a better space, better frame of mind.
Oftentimes the reason is because it's what we've been repetitively thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the reason you need, because your thoughts will make it.
So do you think maybe affirmations are helpful?
Why do an affirmation when you can get a hammer and a nail and start building something?
Mm-hmm.
Why use a weaker force when you can use your thoughts to start stacking bricks on the other side and build
give
something?
Can you give us another example of... Well, you went through, you know, more of a broader thing in terms of, you know, what perfect relationship is mm-hmm. that is it. So is it really that kind of approach? So if you're not happy in your job, what would you say, tell somebody that they need to do?
What, for the perfect job?
Mm-hmm. Just imagine or ask or.
Well, yes, I'm all for people, if they're there to have a prayer life, to ask things.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole another holy list of that. That's another thing. But mm-hmm. our thoughts, we are empowered to co-create or to create on our own. You can build your own things. And a lot of people, someone has stress. This is a multi-million-dollar business guy. I know him well. He had stress. And he was, he and his 13-year-old daughter were manifesting things, and his wife. And they would tell me about these things in some of the newsletter. And one day he called me and he said, the most amazing thing happened. When I woke up, I was in some different place about stress. He wakes up, it's a weekday, the stress is on. People are very, very serious about their million-dollar things that he's handling. And he got to the office, the stress level was way, way down. He was in a whole nother gear with this stress. And when he woke up, the instant he woke up, he knew he was in a place of less stress. And he said the magic word. He said, I know it's permanent.
Wow.
It was a side effect of him going into his future, this happy, perfect movie that he makes scene by scene. And of course, he didn't even ask for it, but there's no stress in his future.
Oh, I love that. That's a wonderful story. Actually, that's a great story to take
side
a
effect.
Break on, because we're going to go to break another break, and then we'll be right back. So.
This is OTR FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Host your show on iOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on iOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is OTR FM, part of the iOM Radio Network.
And I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio. And we are talking about how to manifest what your desires are. And I'm with Ken Elliott, and we were talking about his 1, 2, 3 steps to manifesting, and you don't need number 3. So Ken, are you going to tell us what number 3 is? I don't think we've gotten to that yet. What's number 3?
Yes. Well, number three is quite simply this. It's important to know that this ability to use your thoughts to make things is a gift. And I don't know, you can speculate where it comes from. It comes from God. It happened by accident. Whatever it is, it's a gift. Mm-hmm. And we're born with it. And everyone is equally good at gravity. Pick up a piece of paper and imagine, where did that come from? That was a tree. Now, how many tens of thousands of man hours does it take to get that tree out of the forest and onto a truck and load it up with gas and get insurance companies and bonders and businesses and bring you a simple sheet of paper? That's a lot of thought. Mm-hmm. And it all starts like a puff of smoke. Everything that has ever been invented by anybody on this planet was a puff of smoke first.
And it just manifests, it becomes something.
It becomes, and you get other people together, or it's a singular idea and people join in on it, but it was a puff of smoke first, and my friends can watch it take form. So it doesn't matter if you believe this, it doesn't matter if you are good with good at this, you're already making things. You don't have to have any special skills.
That's why you don't need number three.
Yeah, like breathing. When we're all, you hear this a lot. We're powerful spiritual beings.
Yes, yes.
Don't sit down and think you have to be special, that you have to drink distilled water for 40 days and 40 nights and have pure thoughts. You're making things all the time. You don't try to get in a special mode, a special place. No. Anybody, everyone is perfectly capable of creating things with their thoughts, and we do.
Don't
think you're small. Everything ever invented was invented by somebody who wears pants or a dress or whatever, just like you.
That's powerful. It's exciting.
We are powerful.
In your book, you know, one of the things you talk about is, quote, planting the flag.
Yeah.
Can you describe that to us? Tell us what it is.
Yeah, it just came to me later. I did a second version of the book, and the big reason was to do the forward to say, it's like you're a genie. Everybody can get their head around that. And if you think it'll form right in front of you, well, we're doing that. And I realized that there are things that have happened to me and some other people when these stories started coming in, maybe think back through this a little bit. And sometimes it would happen where someone will say, well, you know, I would like to do that. You know, Lisa says, I'd like to do this radio show and put a wave out there and help people, but I don't know where the money's going to come from or the time or this and that, but I have a little bit of money put back and I can allocate, you know, I can drop out of this thing that I'm doing over here and allocate time. If things come together, I'll tell you what, I'm going to commit to doing this if this and this will come for me. You know, if things change, then I'm going to commit to this show. And what happens, and I'm not saying this is your story, but, this thing clicks into space, this comes into place, and you go, well, my gosh, now the way is clear for me to do this. And what happened, you put your thought out in the future, you planted a flag. And in my case, I was saying, you know, I'll commit to this new book cover, a PR firm, all that kind of stuff. And it was like $30,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, well, you know, if this and this falls into place, I'll take the $30,000 out of savings and I'll do this. Well, what happened, and here's a great thing to understand, there's a thing called the equivalent of money. Mm-hmm. And the equivalent of money came my way. And I got the cover for a very little money, beautiful cover. Mm-hmm. And the PR thing, all that all fell into place. Nothing near $30,000. And what little money I needed fell out of the sky for me. I didn't have to punch in and punch out for it.
Wow.
So I had put that thought way out there, if happens, and everything fell into place for it. So I planted a flag for that.
So it's kind of like you anteed up, right? And you put it out there and said, all right, well, if these things happen, which I want to manifest, then I'll, you know, this is what I'm going to give out there. But it turned out for you that you did, I mean, all that happened, things manifested for you and you were able to ante up and put something out there, but
yeah,
that came to you too.
Yeah. So I committed to I made a thought, I planted a flag that I'm going to have this, but I don't know how to get there. But if things come into place, I will commit to writing that check.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all about money, but if these things happen, I'll commit I'll put some skin in the game, time, sure, check, all that. And as it turned out, everything fell into place and the money too. I never had to write the big
check. Amazing.
I love that.
That's great. Hey, can we do this? Could you do this with us right now? Let's manifest something for the world.
All right. Well, so I like to use this phrase because I'm not going to profess that I'm smart, but since our thoughts can make anything, let's be smart.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So there's already millions and millions of prayers for peace here, peace there, clean water here, shelter there, doctors here, right? Food there, right?
Yes. Yes.
So let's pick whatever you want or pick the idea, since your thoughts can make anything, that all of these prayers, all of these intentions from all over the world, all of these things for the good of the many or for the family or for the individuals, everything that is for the best and highest good of the world that is prayed for or wished for, that each of our individual thoughts will get behind all of those thoughts and magnify them seven times. Let's just pick
those. I love that.
Sacred numbers. We're going to manifest all those thoughts seven times. And you have that ability, and I've watched it happen before.
Yes, and everybody listening can do this with us, right?
Yes. All of us so-called nobodies are equally empowered to do this. You're all masters of gravity, and you're all masters of thought, if you believe it or not. So let's just magnify the best and highest good, all those things that are out there in the world. Seven times, nine times, 12 times, 1,000 times, if you like. Pick a number.
I like 1,000.
Go for 1,000. That's what I usually use. And just let it fly. Yes. And there is a result. Something is added. Something is added. Because nothing is wasted over there and it's completely, totally literal.
I like that. I love the visualization that you created with that, you know, let's get these thoughts, these desires for the world behind all the ones that are out there, that have been out there, that are out there now, and that are going to be out there.
And for all the people that I meet, all of you out there who I say, make a wish, I'll do that to strangers. You're supposed to make a wish. I don't tell them I wrote a book. I'm just trying to get them to ask, to pray, to manifest, to whatever it is. All of you out there, please, I tell myself this too. You help other people. It's okay to ask for yourself. It's okay to manifest for yourself. You are worthy. You are and you have been given this tool. You're allowed to breathe. You get up in the morning. You don't ask Creator for, oh my God, where's the air pocket? I need some air. It's your gift. Accept it.
I gotta find breathing. My air.
Yeah.
Where
did
it go?
It's in the lower left hand. Oh no, it's in the right hand side of the room. Oh my God, get over there quick.
Yeah. We all
you don't even think about it. You don't think about what your thoughts can do. But for whatever the reason, I'm the little Johnny Appleseed guy who's had it proofed out to me how your thoughts take form, and it's not in a book anywhere else than I've ever found.
Yes.
I'm the guy with the experience, so I'm passing it on. It's not my invention, but gosh, please, let's make use of this.
And the gratitude, I think, is important, just like you said. I think that you know, looking, and the worthiness, I think you mentioned that as well. I think sometimes we think we're not worthy. I think I used to think, gosh, you know, look at this wonderful place I'm in, or we go to a wonderful hotel, and it's like, oh, well, it's not my karma, it's my husband's, but hey, no, I'm here. Right?
You're there.
I deserve it. And and I think we all have to think that way. I think we have a tendency to think that there's some reason why we should, maybe there's a safety in that. It's like, well, if I think too many good things, then I'll lose it.
Right? Well, and maybe there's responsibility involved, but you're breathing. You're alive, if you want to put responsibility on it. Well, if you're breathing, you're alive. Take care of yourself, and you're better equipped to take care of the other guy. My wish for people that are manifesting is that you are healthy, you live comfortably, you're fulfilled, you're loved, and you love. And if you have all you need, any other extra that comes along, these people with good hearts, they'll put it out on the street. They won't hoard it.
Yeah, and that makes a better world, right?
Well, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Gosh, oh, I think it does. And I think, you know, I think that's why you're saying we don't need number three. Because if you just believe that and know that this is all, this all is, it's just like gravity, that we are manifesting and it just happens, that you just have to be yourself. And
for the most part, the life that you are living, you have been responsible for creating a good part of it.
Oh yes,
and you have the ability to change it, even though it seems impossible.
Right.
There's no difference between a big miracle and a little one.
No, I know that for me that's happened. So, and obviously you have too. Otherwise, you wouldn't have written the book.
Yes.
Well, we're coming up to the end of our show already.
This has been great fun, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for sharing your gifts with us. I think it's just a wonderful message. That's really what's most important, is that, you know, you can manifest just by being. Manifesting 1, 2, 3, and you don't need number three. Ken Elliott wrote the book, so go out and get the book. He's been doing this for many, many years, and it works, and helping other people to do that too. So you've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio, and you can listen to us every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on OM Times Radio. Angel blessings to everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back next week. Thanks.